thousands of Ukrainian girls was imported to Israel to work in prostitution. In every block you have an apartment of Russian prostitute. We call it Russian because we do not know to tell the difference between Russian and Ukraine. They both look alike and they both speak Russian. We don't know to tell the difference. I guess the Russians, if they hear... So in other words, for us, the Israelis, we don't really know the difference. We don't know. They published in Ukraine, if you would like to come in and work in Israel in cleaning or au pair, raising, watching children, all kinds of jobs like this, you're going to make $4,000 a month. Wow, $4,000 in Ukraine? Better than a lawyer. It's a lot of money. So right away they arrived to Israel, and as soon as they arrived, these gangsters, when some of them themselves are Russian or Ukrainians, they do it for their own people. And they take their passport and say, give us your passport, we need to make you the visa and the papers, and that's it. From the minute they took their passport, they take them to some place, they bury them in a basement for 20 years. They don't see the daylight. They put these guys with guns, and they force them to be slaves over there. Some of them are married. They only came for 2-3 months to make, they thought maybe they're going to come bring back $10,000 and they can live 2 years after that. And their husband and wife and their children do not know where she disappeared. And that's all over the world.